Dictation for Randall, R-A-N-D-A-L-L, Nelson, N-E-L-S-O-N, December 3, 52. Address as a letter to Dr. Shireen, S-H-I-R-E-E-N, Khan, K-H-A-N, 775-1640, and Dr. Venkatran, V as in Victor, E-N, K-A-T-R-A-M, 956-9157. Dear colleagues, consultation for Mr. Nelson, 72-year-old gentleman, has polycystic kidney disease with a strong family history, has been followed nephrology with Dr. Khan, K-H-A-N, is changing to my service now, has chronic kidney disease that has not progressed, at least since 2020, with creatinine fluctuating around 1.4, 1.6. He has underlying history of lupus, Sjogren, chronic proteinuria, slowly progressive over the last 1 year from a baseline around 1.5, around lower threes. There is no hematuria. He's been long-term plaquenil, off and on leflunomide, L-E-F-L-U-N-O-M-I-D-E, and recently added Stelcept because of concern for the worsening proteinuria. It might be related to lupus or similar autoimmunity. There are discussions about potential renal biopsy. Locally, consider high risk for intervention. He's exploring potential radiology, University of Michigan, or nephrology servings to do the procedure. No final arrangements has been done. Comes accompanied with wife. Has arthralgia, hands and feet, has severe thoracic lumbar pain, followed with orthopedic, is an active smoker, has a chronic cough, a stable weight and appetite, no vomiting dysphagia, denies diarrhea, has frequency urgency nocturia, symptoms of enlargement of the prostate, and followed with urology, Dr. Liu, L-I-U. No recent infection, stone, cloudiness, or blood. He still has his prostate. There is a plantar wart that was removed on the right side and is taking time to heal. No severe neuropathy, no claudication symptoms, no chest pain palpitations, no anti-inflammatory agents, some cough, clear sputum from chronic bronchitis, no hemoptysis. Has chronic pigmentation, upper lower extremities from prior either subacute lupus, plus minor discoid versus hemochromatosis. Next paragraph, his past medical history. For a smoker, history of lupus, Sjögren, discoid skin abnormalities, subacute skin lupus. Used to follow Dr. Weaver, W-E-A-V-E-R, here in Midland. After retiring, follows with Dr. Cagnoli, C-A-G-N-O-L-I, also retired, and presently followed with Dr. Venkatran. Has a sleep apnea, SIPA machine, long-term hemochromatosis with abnormal gene abnormalities. Used to donate blood. There has been polycythemia and prior phlebotomy. Next paragraph. In January 2023, follicular lymphoma removed, right parotid gland. No other lymph nodes involvement. Did not require any chemotherapy. Symptoms of enlargement of the prostate. Second degree AV block, symptomatic, requiring a pacemaker within the last couple of years. Spinal stenosis with prior surgery. Hypertension, Raynaud as part of his collagen vascular disease. Angioedema from the use of ACE inhibitors, lisinopril, without recurrence in discontinued medication. He denies diabetes, gout, prior EGD colonoscopies, no gastrointestinal bleeding, prior problems of high potassium with aldactone, denies the vein thrombosis pulmonary embolism, denies TIS stroke seizures. He's never been tested for brain aneurysm. He's not aware of peripheral vascular disease. Next paragraph, there was an episode of respiratory failure requiring ventilatory assistance, sepsis and septic shock, an acute kidney injury with a creatinine of 3.3, did not require dialysis, resolved back to normal. At that time, influenza A positive, Streptococcus pneumonia antigen positive, Moraxella catarrhalis positive, and another organism, Hafnia, H-A-F-N-I-A, isolated also from sputum. Next paragraph, surgeries including inguinal hernia repair, right-sided umbilical hernia repair, right-sided bilateral rotator cuff surgery, laminectomy, lumbar area, complications of bleeding, infection, and repair. Next paragraph, surgery for right-sided sciatic. Next paragraph, EGDs colonoscopies. The right parotid mass follicular lymphoma, a prior tracheostomy and PEG feeding at the times of septic shock. That was a prolonged visit hospital for about 5 weeks. The pacemaker. Next paragraph, he smokes cigars. He used to drink heavily until a few years back, prior marijuana. Next paragraph, side effects to lisinopril with angioedema. Prior high potassium with aldactone. Side effects also to hydralazine, verapamil, ibuprofen. Next paragraph, prison medications include plaquenil, leflunomide, Celcept, Norvas, albuterol, aspirin, baclofen, vitamin D-125 for secondary hyperparathyroidism, narcotics, Norco, HCTC, hydroxyzine for anxiety, melatonin, claritin, metoprolol, recently for urinary frequency on Mirbetric, M-Y-R-B-E-T-R-I-Q, pravastatin, prednisone, which he only uses for flare of lupus, maybe 2-3 times a month, Zoloft, Flomax, vitamin D, erectile dysfunction, Tadalafil, T as in today, A-D-A-L-A-F-I-L, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, a strong family history for polycystic kidney disease, 4 siblings all affected. He is aware of polycystic kidneys since age 40. A father died apparently from a stroke when he was in his 70s. Next paragraph, on physical exam, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph, on physical exam, he is 244 pounds, 73 inches tall. Blood pressure was 142/70 on the right, 136/70 on the left. Bilateral hearing aids, no evidence of respiratory distress. Does have bilateral cataracts, upper and lower dentures, no gross mucosal abnormalities, no gross palpable lymph nodes on the neck or armpits, isolated bronchitis, distant breath sounds, probably COPD, appears regular breathing, no pericardial rapid gallop, obesity of the abdomen, prior surgery, left-sided femoral bruit, popliteal pulses are strong bilateral, maybe better on the left comparing to the right, distal pulses, dorsal pedis are acceptable, posterior tibial is decreased, capillary refill fair, and there are multiple black pigmentation, upper and lower extremities, he mentioned related to hemochromatosis. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. This is from October, creatinine stable 1.57, low sodium 134, high potassium 5.2, normal acid base, normal albumin calcium, liver function test not elevated, normal glucose, present GFR 47. That will be a stage 3. Hemoglobin 15. Low lymphocytes 0.6 with normal neutrophils, normal platelet count, normal sedimentation rate, normal C3, C4, normal C-reactive protein, 1 plus of protein in the urine, CPK normal, anti-double-stranded DNA negative, protein creatinine ratio at 3.5. Urine analysis, another one repeated. No blood, trace of blood negative for protein in that opportunity. Bladder scan, 17 mLs. Next paragraph. I can trace back protein creatinine ratio in November 2021, around 1.07, 2022, 2.39, 2023, fluctuating around 1.3, 1.5. There was a period of time that there was minimal proteinuria. This year, 2025, has fluctuated from 2.6, 2.7, 3.3, and 3.5. Next paragraph. Next, albumin creatinine ratio, 2019 elevated around 692, 2018 267, 2011 less than 30. Next paragraph, creatinine before the episode of sepsis 2020 was around 1 and 1.1. At the time of sepsis, creatinine was 3.3. At the time of discharge, 0.6 to 0.9. which probably represented the long hospital admission, compromise of nutrition and muscle mass. April 2020 remained at 0.9. Since July 2020, has for the most part stable until now in the range of 1.4 to 1.8, with some fluctuations above and below. Next paragraph, I have reviewed records from urology, Dr. Liu, L-I-U, oncology, Dr. Sahai, S-A-H-A-Y, rheumatology, Dr. Venkatran, V-S in Victor, E-N-K-R-A-T-A-N, also pain clinic, University of Michigan, prior evaluation by Dr. Cagnoli. At the time of diagnosis, at least 2019 or before, there was low complement levels, positive antinuclear antibodies, anti-SSA positivity, testing for anticardiolipin antibodies and similar were negative. Next paragraph, I review imaging with the patient and family. A CT scan abdomen and pelvis from June 2025 with the typical findings for polycystic kidneys bilateral, no compromise of liver or other organs, no stones, no lymph nodes, and no urinary retention. Next paragraph. There was an MRI of the heart. This is from 2022. Right and left normal ejection fraction. The left ventricular mass was elevated. No valve abnormalities. No evidence of sarcoidosis. And a normal myocardial delay enhancing imaging. echocardiogram, for the most part normal. 2021 AVI, lower extremities, normal ankle brachial ankle brachial indexes. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Number one, polycystic kidney disease with a strong family history. Next, stable over time, no progression, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, no indication for dialysis. Next number, chronic albuminuria and then proteinuria, progressive over the last 6 months. No evidence for blood in the urine, imaging, typical findings for polycystic kidneys, no obstruction, no stone, no masses. He has symptoms of enlargement of the prostate. Notice that there is no blood. Discussions about a potential renal biopsy. Technically, will be a very difficult one to achieve. He is exploring about radiology, University of Michigan, doing those. I'm not sure if they have actually talked to him or this is already scheduled. Given the polycystic kidneys, large cysts, there is an increased risk of the procedure. There is also concerns that the biopsy will not be representative. We potentially might not have enough glomeruli to make a diagnosis of any lupus nephritis or secondary causes like secondary type FSGAs associated to polycystic kidneys. Polycystic kidneys usually do not cause proteinuria. Reviewing case reports of proteinuria and polycystic kidneys. There is also mention of membranous changes, some of them associated with antiphospholipase A2 antibodies that can be done serologically. Patient and family needs to make a decision what level of uncertainty they are willing to take, what level of invasiveness they also want to expose. A potential open biopsy or laparoscopic biurology might provide better tissue and controlling any potential complications of the procedure. Next number, blood pressure appears to be fair control, knowing that this is the first visit and a complex prolonged with multiple discussions. Next number, lupus, Sjogren, discoid and subacute skin lupus on active treatment, recently added CellCept per rheumatology. Next number, I did not change present blood pressure medications. Next number, recent diagnosis of secondary hyperparathyroidism on vitamin D125. Next number, chronic pain, with severe spondylosis and degenerative changes, follow through pain clinic, avoiding anti-inflammatory agents. Next number, hemochromatosis. With homozygous mutation for C282Y, followed by Dr. Sahai. Without evidence of cirrhosis. Next number, hyperkalemia, continue to monitor. Next number, normal albumin, no evidence of nephrotic syndrome. Next paragraph, comments. I will discuss with rheumatology Dr. Venkatran. In my opinion, if patient is willing to proceed with an intervention, a laparoscopic or open renal biopsy will be the best way to obtain enough tissue with control potential side effects of the procedure. We will test serology for antiphospholipid A2 antibodies for primary membranous. In my opinion, probably he has secondary FSGS. If he has lupus-associated nephritis, probably it will be in the group of stage 5 membranous, as there is no evidence for blood in the urine to suggest a more aggressive proliferative glomerulonephritis. He also will need screening for cerebral aneurysm, as his father died from a stroke, probably related to that. At this moment, I don't see evidence for the follicular lymphoma affecting any other lymph groups, and probably is not behind the proteinuria. All issues discussed with the patient, this was a complex visit. Evaluation before and after, very prolonged, end of dictation.